Before the law was passed last March, billboard companies were at the mercy of local ordinances if they wanted to cut down trees. Those ordinances varied, with Charlotte having one of the strictest laws governing tree removal. Now the state's Department of Transportation has final say, as Charlotte arborist Don McSween explains.
The law specifically states they cannot consider local ordinances, whether it's swim buffers or protection of our streams, erosion control, or the tree ordinance.
A temporary process has been in place since March. The DOT's job is to write the final rules to implement the law. It's been taking public comments for the last month. The Central Piedmont chapter of the Sierra Club, for example, is urging kids to reference the popular Dr. Seuss story, The Lorax, to convince DOT to have strong tree protection regulations. Tony Adams of the North Carolina Outdoor Advertising Association says critics are making too big a deal of the change. He says advertisers just want to make sure their signs are visible.
When you're competing for tourism dollars, when you're depending on the traveling public to stop in your community and spend money and help maintain those local jobs, why would you want to hamstring our business community in North Carolina and put it at a competitive disadvantage compared to our competing southern states?
There are roughly 8,000 billboards in North Carolina, according to the DOT. So far, there have been applications to remove trees from around some 600 billboards. 116 of those billboards are in the Charlotte area. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.